Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Kamma Daf Lamed Ches. The Gemara at the top of the Omer quotes the Sefer of the Mishnah, Shosha Yisrael Shenagach Shosha Knani Potter, Shosha Knani Shenagach Shosha Yisrael, Bein Tam Bein Muid, Mishalim Nezik Shalim. Now the Gemara asks the Kasha Mamon of Shach, Iri Eyu Dafka, if when the Pasuk says, Ki Goyf Shar Yisrael Shari Eyu, that's the Pasuk which is talking about the Chiv Tashlumin of a Tam, the Torah says, Yipay Chatzi Nezik, if when it says Ve'eyu, in that Pasuk it's Bedafka, only the Shar of Ve'eyu, another Yisrael, if so, for Shar Knani is Negech, a Shar of Yisrael, it should be Potter. And if Ve'eyu is Lav Dafka, if so, even a Shar of Yisrael, which was Negech, a Shar of Knani, should also be Chayiv. Now, Rabbi Craig over here in his Pirush on the Mishnah asks Akasha, what does it say of the Gemara to say that Ve'eyu is Lav Dafka? You see clearly in the Mishnah that Ve'eyu is Dafka, because in the ratio of the Mishnah says that Shar Shal Hedich, Nagach, Shar Shal Hegdich is Potter, and Shar Shal Hegdish Nagach Shar Shal Hedid is also Potter, because the Pasuk says Re'eu, that's coming to be Lafuke Hegdish. If you see that Re'eu is Dafka, what is the Tzad to say that when it comes to being Mamait the Shar of a Knani, then already it's Lav Dafka? And this Rebbe Krager says, maybe in Chanam you could have asked from the ratio of the Mishnah, however the Gemara would rather ask Minei Obey, the Seif of the Mishnah itself is a Stira, because even if he would be able to suggest that Re'eu is Lav Dafka, it would also be difficult. What is the Pshat why Shar Shal Yisrael Shal Nagach Shar Shal Akum should be Potter? So Maisa, what comes out according to Rebbe Krager is, it definitely Re'eu is B'dafka, and it's coming Lafuke Akon. The Gemara just chose to ask the Kash in a different way. Well, Maisa, since we see in the Mishnah that as far as Hegdish is concerned, the Re'eu is Dafka, so too as far as Kanani is concerned, Re'eu is B'dafka. Now, Tais Rabbeinu Peretz says before, not like this, he also asks his Kash of Rekveger, what is the title of the Gemara to say that Re'eu is Lav Dafka? If you see as far as Hegdish is concerned, it is Dafka. And he answers his Kash and he says, even though as far as Hegdish is concerned, it's partial that Re'eu is B'dafka, it's Shaykh to say that as far as a Kanani is concerned, Re'eu is not coming Lafuke Akonani. A Kanani is more Re'eu than Hegdish is. Rosh Hashanah as well over here, he quotes the Kasha of Rekvega and he says, Adar Chabeinu Peres, that it's Shaykh for the Mir to be made only Hegdish and not Akum, and he quotes the Taisus of Menachos Samach Zayin Amraf, which says like this clearly, that if there's only one Pasuk which says Re'eu, we would only come to be made Hegdish, and we would not necessarily have to be made Akum as well. Now we'll see that this Machlekes would also make a difference in how to learn the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara brings B'Shem Rebavo, Omar Kra, Omar Vayimoydid Oretz, Rav Vayatar Goyim, and Rebbe explained, Bro Hashem Mitzvah Shekiblu Oleim Bnei Noach, Kivan Shleikimu, Omar Vehitr Memoinam LeYisrael. Now there's two ways we can possibly understand the terrors of the Gemara. Again, the Gemara was bothered by Memon of Shach. The Gemara answers that Kosh Baruch was matter the moment of the Goyim. We could understand the Gemara means to say, really Re'eu was Lav Dafka, for that reason we understand why if a Goy is Masik of Yisrael, he's Mechuyiv to pay. That which Yisrael is Potter if he's Masik the Goy, that's because of this Knas of Omar Vehitr Memoinam LeYisrael. We could understand the other way around. The Gemara really means to answer that Re'eu is Bidafka. And if we do understand why is it that Yisrael who's Mazik the Akum is Potter, that which Akum was Mazik the Yisrael is Chayiv, that's because of this Knas of Amar Vehitr Memoinam the Yisrael. So we'll see that the Gemara is not clear which way we're answering the question. However, according to Bekveger, as we saw, since according to Bekveger it's Pasha that Re'eu is Bidafka. For that reason, the Mishnah is Bemaid Hegdish. And Bekveger understands that if we're Bemaid Hegdish, we also have to be Bemaid Akum. So according to Bekveger, it's Pasha that the Gemara means to say that really Re'eu is Bidafka. Now, Akum Shizik Yisrael is Chayiv, that's because of this Knas of Amar Vehitr Memoinam. However, Rabbeinu Peretz clearly learned the other way around. As we saw, Rabbeinu Peretz understood that it would be Shaykh to say that Re'eu is Bedafka as far as Hegdish is concerned, but it's not Bedafka as far as Nochri is concerned. And Rabbeinu Peretz learned that in the Teretz of the Gemara, the Amar Vehitr Memoinam, the Gemara really means to say that really Akum is Bechal Re'eu. We're not coming to be made Akum. And now, which the din is Yisrael Shehizik Akum is Potter, that's because of this Knas of Amar Vehitr Memoinam Yisrael. Now the Buk Yosef is before that he learned Alderich Rebbe Kveger and Nalik Rebbeinu Peretz. The Buk Yosef on the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says that Shal Knani Shehizik Shehistol Chayiv, he says really Mikra didn't should have been Potter. In other words, the Buk Yosef is going, Re'eu is Bidafka, and for that reason the Akum Shehizik Yisrael should be Potter. The reason why he's Chayiv is because of this Knas of Amen Vehitim Remainim Yisrael. And the Maisa, even Rebbeinu Peretz adds that even the way he learns, that the Ikra Teretz of the Gemara is that Re'eu is Lav Dafka, now it's Shal Yisrael Shehizik Shal Akum is Potter. Is because of Omer Vehitr Memoinam, still you do have to come on to Omer Vehitr Memoinam in the other way around as well, when Shar Shal Akum was Hizik Shar Shal Yisrael, because why is it that a Shar Tam has to pay Nezik Shalim? If Re'eu is Lav Dafka, then the same dinim of Shar Tam and Shar Muid should also apply to an Akum, and he should only have to pay Chatzi Nezik by a Tam. A Karach that which he has to pay Nezik Shalim is also because of this din of Omer Vehitr Memoinam to Yisrael. The truth is, Rebbe Krager points this out. Rebbe Krager, we mentioned earlier in the Pirush Mishnayis, we mentioned the first Kasha he asks, he also asks the second Kasha over there. The Gemara's mashma that if Re'eu was Lav Dafka, then the only kasha we would ask is, why is it that Shar Shal Yisrael Shenagach Shar Shal Akum is Potter? He should be Chayiv if Re'eu was Lav Dafka. L'chari, the Gemara could have also asked, if he was lav dafka, and therefore an akum is also included in this pasuk, why should it be that a short time of an akum which is negech is chayav nezik shalim, he should also be included in this din that if it's a tam, he only has to pay chatzi nezik. Kregel leaves off Mitzarachin about Kapanim and the Taisus Rabbeinu Peretz, which we mentioned, he does learn that the maskan of the Gemara is that Rehu was lav dafka, and he explains that this svar of Amud v'hitim Ramayim Yisrael is necessary not only to explain why Yisrael Shehizik Akum is Potter, but also to explain why is the short time of Akum Shehizik Yisrael is Mechuyiv and Nezik Shalim. And as far as what Taisus holds in this question, in the Gemara's Teretz of Amud v'hitim Ramayim Yisrael, does the Gemara mean to say that Rehu is bidafka or Rehu is lav dafka? This would depend on the two gersois of Taisus over here in Dibur Maschal Omar v'Hitter Memoinim LiYisrael. The gersa that we have in Taisus is Mashma Dafka b'Inyan Zeh Shenagach Shor Shalonu Shor Shalahem. Taisus, the Mashmais of the Gemara is that you need this din of Omar v'Hitter Memoinim to explain why is it that Nagach Shor Shalonu Shor Shalahem Der Potter. That's because of Omar v'Hitter Memoinim LiYisrael. And Taisus goes on and asks Akasha that this is good if you hold the Gezel Kanani is Osir. However, if you hold the Gezel Kanani is Mutter, why do you need this din of Omar v'Hitter Memoinim LiYisrael? Specifically in our case, to tell us why is it that we're potter if Ashar is mazik the Shoshal Knani, the Chari is poshad, even Gezel of Akum is mutter, surely in this case you will not have to pay the Akum for the Hezik. Hakapan, according to the Girsa that we have, Taisus is mavur, that this din of Amar of Hitim and Menom Yisrael is coming to explain why is it that if it's Nagach Shoshalan or Shoshalhem, you should be potter, the Chari you should have been chayiv. In other words, Taisus is learning that the Gemara means to say that real Ru'ayu is lav dafka. And if a Shoshal Akum Shizik Shoshal Yisrael, you're chayiv. That was Shoshal Yisrael, Shizik Shoshal Akum, you're potter. For that, we have to come into this din of Omer v'hitter memoyim liYisrael. Hakom, this is the girsa of the Marsha and the Maharam. And the Marsha, however, had a different girsa. Both over here in the Chachma Shleima and in the Sefer Yamsha Shleima, he has a few kashas. Firstly, he asks, that which Rabbi Kaveger asks, what is the time to say that Re'eu is lav dafka? If you see that Gabi Hegdash is concerned that it's bedafka, Akarchel Gabi Akam also it's bedafka. Therefore, he held the derech of Rabbi Kaveger, that surely the maskana of the Gemara means to say that it is bedafka. Therefore, you don't need the svar of Omer v'hitter memoyim liYisrael to explain why is it that Shoshi Yisrael Shehizik Shoshi Akam your potter. Even without that, you're potter because Re'ehu is bedafka. The Svar of the Gemara is to explain the other way around. Why is it that Shoshal Akam Shizik Shoshal Yisrael Yerchayiv? So that the Gemara has to bring Omar v'Hitter Memoinim LiYisrael. And furthermore, the Masha asks another kasha according to the Girsa that we have in Taisvis, that you need Omar v'Hitter Memoinim LiYisrael for a case of Nagach Shoshalonu L'Shoshalahem. He says, why is Taisvis only bothered if you hold like the Shita that Gezel Kanani is Mutter? Even if you hold like the Shita that Gezel Kanani is Osir, still the din is, as we know later on in Daf Kufi Yogimel, the Gemara says that even if you hold Gezel Kanani is Osir, but Afkos Halvosom is Mutter. Even though it's also to steal from a guy, but to refrain from paying back a loan, that lekuli yama, everyone agrees that that's mutter. If so, Taisus could have asked his kasha lekuli yama, why do we need this din of Amar v'hitter memoinim liYisrael? By case of Nagach Shor Shalonu L'Shor Shalahem, if one does not pay for the hezek, he's not being over gezel, rather what he's doing is hafkos halvosoy, he's not paying back a chayv which he owes the guy, and the kuli yama that's mutter. So why would you have to come on to Amar v'hitter memoinim liYisrael? So because of these kashas, the Marshal changes the girsa of Taisvis, and his greatest in Taisus, be'inyan zeh shenagach shor shalahem l'shor shalonu. In other words, Taisus is learning the Gemara, Omer v'hitter memoinim liYisrael is necessary in the case where their shor was mazik shor shor Yisrael, and meikra din, he should have been potter because the Re'ehu is bedafka. For that, we need the svar of Omer v'hitter memoinim liYisrael to say why the Akam is mechuyiv. And on that, Taisus asks Akasha, that for Yisrael to force a guy to pay, if the guy really is not mechuyiv to pay, that could be b'chlal gezel. And Bishnu, if you hold, the gezel Akam is osir. So we understand why we need this din of Omer v'hitter memoinim liYisrael to allow us to collect. Even though Meikra Din is not Mechuyiv. If however you hold that Gezel Akam is Mutter, so what would be the problem with forcing the guy to pay, even if Meikra Din is not Mechuyiv to pay? Why do you have to come on to Omer v'Hitter Memoinim LiYisrael? If even Gezel is Mutter, surely this would also be Mutter as well. Akaparim comes out according to the Girsa of the Mashal and Taisus, he understands, Bidas Taisvis, that the Iker Teretz of the Gemara is that really Re'ehu is Bidafka. But there, Chabik Veger, since Behegdash is Bidafka, as far as Akam also it's Bidafka. Therefore, you don't need Omer v'Hitter Memoinim LiYisrael to explain why Sharshal Yisrael Shenagach Sharshal Akam is Potter. Rather, Omer v'Hitter Memoinim LiYisrael is to explain the other way around. Why is it that Shoshal Akum Shenagach Shoshal Yisrael is Mechuyiv? Meikra Din should have been potter because Re'ehu is bedafka. Therefore, the Gemara brings Omer v'Hitter Memoinim LiYisrael. This is to explain why we made a knas on the guy and we mechayiv him to pay. And the knas was that even if his shor is a tam, he still has to pay nezek shalim. As far as the Igor Kasha of Taisus, I'll mention a few terutzim from the Achrenim, the Chaznishim, Baba Kama, Simen Yud, Sifkat, and Hey. He says the teretz of Taisus Kasha that there'll be an afkamina by a ger toishav. In other words, if a shor of a Yisrael is negeach a shor v'ger toishav, that you have to come on to the din of Omer v'Hitter Memoinim LiYisrael in order to patr the Yisrael, because the din is that gzela of a ger toishav is also l'kuli yama. Even of course halvasa is also the chaznish brings a raya. And therefore here you have to come on to the din of Omer v'Hitter Memoinim LiYisrael. Furthermore, another nafkamina the chaznish says is that if a shor v'Yisrael is negeach a shor v'Akum, so if the reason why we'll patr the Yisrael is because gezel Akum is mutter, or of course halvasa is mutter, And the Pshar is that Be'etzim there is a Chiv, just L'maisa Yisrael doesn't have to pay him. If so, if he'll be Misgayer, meanwhile, then already the Din is that Yisrael will have to pay him. The Chazish proves that this is the Din always by Halva. If Yisrael owes money to a Goy, so while he remains a Goy, the Yisrael is part of him paying it, the Kuliyam Afkos Havasi is Mutter, but if he'll be Misgayer afterwards, then already the Yisrael will have to pay. The Chazish compares this to a case where the Goy sells the Chayv to a Yisrael. Since Be'etzim there is a Chayv over here, even though L'maisa Yisrael will not have to pay the Goy, but if the Goy will sell the Chayv to a different Yisrael, then already the Loiva will have to pay up the Chayv. The same would apply if the Goy himself is Miskayer, also the Yisrael would have to pay the Chayv. And therefore here there would be an Afkamina, without this din of Amar v'hitter remaining the Yisrael, if a Shar of a Yisrael was Negech, a Shar of a Goy, and then the Goy was Miskayer, the Yisrael would have to pay. Now that this din of Amar v'hitter remaining the Yisrael, there is no Chayv Bechlal. Therefore even if the Goy will be Miskayer, the Yisrael will remain Potter. Then the Chaznish adds that if you learn the Kasha of Taisus is the other way around, like the Girs of the Marshal, then why do you need Amar v'hitter remaining the Yisrael? In the case it was Nogach Shor Shalahem Shor Shalonu, it's Pashat that you could collect for the Hezek, you could even steal from a Goy. Over here the Chaznish says the Teres would be Pashat. Without the din of Amman v'hitirim Moilin Yisrael, the Goy would allow to defend himself, he would allow to hold on to his money and not allow you to take it away from him. Now that there's a din of Amman v'hitirim Moilin Yisrael, the Goy is mechuyev to give up the money and pay for the Hezek, and if he doesn't pay, he would be considered a Gazlan. I'll just mention one more point on this Tosfos. In the Chedusha Grach HaLashas Ois Reish Lamed Gimel, he brings the Kash of the Yamshor Shlema. According to the Girsa that we have, the Tosfos is talking about Nogach Shor Shalonu Shor Shalahim. Why does Tosfos only ask, according to Man Omer, Gezel Knani Mutter, even if you hold Gezel Knani's Osir, but Afkos Alvosei is Mutter, and here when Ershar was Negeach, Lershar, it's not an issue of Gezel, it's only an issue of Afkos Alvosei, so why doesn't Tosfos ask L'Kuliyamba? So Reb Chaim explains that Tosfos did not ask, according to Man Omer, Afkos Alvosei Mutter, because that Tosfos held was Pasha, that this is not a Kasha, because if not for this din of Omer v'Hitter Memayel Miyisrael, if Ershar was Negeach, Lershar, so Be'etzim would be a chiyuv for the Hezek, and even though the Yisrael Maisa does not have to pay because Afkos Avosi is Mutter, since Be'etzim there is a chiyuv, Afkos Avosi does not mean that the Torah took away the chayiv, rather there is a chayiv, just Maisa the Yisrael does not have to pay it, and if so, if the guy will grab, will take away the Yisrael's money in order to pay for the Hezek, then the guy will be allowed to keep that money. And furthermore, he says another nafkamina that when the guy is misguided, then rather the Yisrael will have to pay, as we mentioned previously from the Chazon Ish. Therefore, the Gemara does have to bring this din of Amad v'Hitter Memayin Yisrael to explain that there is no chiyuv bechlal. However, what Tosfos does ask, Reb Chaim explains, is that if you hold a Gezel Kanani is Mutter, then it's possible that the word Re'eu in the Pasuk, which is talking about Negicha, is Bedavka. Once we know that even Gzela Vakam is Mutter, that should be Megala to us, that there is no Chiv Nezik Bechlal, when it says the word Re'eu in the parish of Nezik, and it's coming Lafuka, that there is no Chiv Bechlal to a Goy. In other words, what Reb Chaim is saying is that Einach Nami, there would be Nafkamina, whether in the case where Yisrael was Mazik a Goy, he has no Chiv Bechlal because of the din of Amad V'Hitter Memayin Yisrael, or whether the reason why he doesn't have to pay is because Gezel Kanani is Mutter, Echam, there would be enough Kamina, as we said. But what Tosfos means to ask is that once we see that Gezel Kanani is Mutter, then it should be Megal to us that in the parish of Nezikin, there is no Chiv Bechal if one is Mazik or Goy. So this will be an explanation why Tosfos did not hold of the Teres that the Chazon Ish says. The Nafkamina is that the Chazon Ish brought, according to the way of Chaim understands Tosfos, Tosfos means to say that if you hold Gezel Kanani Mutter, that should be Megal to us that there is no Chiv Bechal. Now before we go further, we'll just mention briefly that which the Rambam paskins. The way the Rambam paskins the din of Eretz Sugya, he says like this: Shor Shel Yisrael Shenogach Shor Shel Nochri Bein Tam Bein Mud Potter. And the Rambam continues and he says a new reason. He says Lefi She'ein Hagoyim Mechayv Mes Adam Al Behemtei She'ezika V'Harei Anu Donim Lehem Kidinehem. Since the Goyim and their Bati Dinim are not Mechayv a person for the Hezek which is animal cause, therefore when Eretz Shor is Negech or Shor Shel Nochri, we paskin the same way they paskin in their Bati Dinim, and therefore the Yisrael is Potter. Then he continues and he says, "V'shor shol nochi shenogach shor shel Yisrael, bein tam bein mud misham nezek sholim knasu zel legoyim." And here again, the Rambam says a new reason. He doesn't say like Agamar says that the knasi is omar v'hitir m'mainam. Rather, he says the fisha ain zehirin b'mitzvays ain misalkin hezekam. They're not careful to be misalk. They're in hezek to make sure that their animals are not mazik. V'mlek techayv oisin al niski behemtom ain mishamer oisin u'mafsid m'mamen habriyos. If we're not going to force them to pay, then they're not going to wash their animals, and people are going to end up losing out. Their animals are going to be mazik. We won't get into this Rambam too much, we'll just mention 2 points. Firstly, the Rambam paskins the second din, that which a Shor Shel Nochri is chayv if he's negech Shor Shel Yisrael, for some reason he doesn't bring Er Gemara of Omer v'Hitir M'mainam, he says his own reason. And secondly, the Lech Mishnah asks, if in the second half of the Rambam we see, since the Rambam paskins that it's a knas, when a Shor Shel Nochri is negech Shor Shel Yisrael, so obviously we're paskins that Re'eu is bedafka, which Lech Mishnah says is mistaber, since we hold Re'eu is bedafka as far as Hegdish is concerned, so too as far as a Goy. If so, he asks, why in the first case, where Shor Shel Yisrael was Nogach Shor Shel Akum, why do we have to come up with a new reason? And they're about to deem him, they pass him this way, that if one is Mazik, he's Potter. Why don't we say simply that he's Potter because Re'eu is Bedafka? The Ma'aseh Lecha Mishnah brings B'shem the Migdal Oiz. He says the Rambam is coming Mekarech the Yushalmi. Yushalmi brings that this is the reason why Shoshu Yisrael Shnegel Shoshu Goyis Potter is because Hari Anu Donim Lehem Kidinehem. And the Chaz Nish brings this Rambam in Baba Kama Simen Yud Sifkot and Hei. He says a different pshat. He says the Rambam held even if Re'u is Bedafka. And therefore, Bedin Taira, if a Shoshu Yisrael is Nogach Shoshu Akam, he's Potter. Still, since the din is if Shoshu Akam is Nogach Shoshu Yisrael, the Goyis Chayiv, then Mishum Chil Hashem, the din would also have to be that Shoshu Yisrael Shnogach Shoshu Akam, he should also be Chayiv. For this reason, the Rambam had to add that Midinayim also the din is that Shoshu Nogach is Potter. Therefore, there would be no problem with a Chil Hashem if a Shoshu Yisrael is Nogach Shoshu Akam, since they know that even in their Bati Dinim, they were passing this way, that Shoshu Nogach is Potter. He bases on the Gemara later on, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. Rabbi Kiva over there says, "Ein boyin aleim ba'kifin mipnei kiddush Hashem." And he says, because of that dinner of Rabbi Kiva, the Rambam never paskins that afka salvosi is mutter by a goy. The Rambam holds that that's included in chilul Hashem to be mafki his alva, and for that reason here as well, the Rambam would hold we would not be able to paskin that shoshu yisol shnogel shoshu akum is potter if we're passing that shoshu akum shnogel shoshu yisol is chayiv. Only now, as the Rambam says that even be dinayim the dinner is that you're potter for shoshu nogach. Therefore, we could pass on that Shoshu Yisrael Shnogel Shoshu Lakum is Potter. Now, discuss another important point. The whole discussion in Asug is as far as the Mazik of Karen. The Mishnah is talking about Shoshu Nogach. Here, the Mishnah tells us that Shoshu Yisrael Shnogel Shoshu Knani Potter. However, what is it by other types of Mazikim? For example, Shein Viregel or even Odma Mazik. What is it over there? If Yisrael is Mazik or Goy, is he Potter for these Hazikis as well? Or is the Mishnah Dafka Adin by Karen and not by other types of Mazik? Now, if we take a look back on the Mishnah Daf Tesham at Beis, the Mishnah over there says Klolim in Hilchas Nezik. The Mishnah says Kol Shechafti Bishmin Rosay Hechashati Yas Niskoy. And Behemshach over there, the Mishnah says Nechosim Sheein Behem Meilo Nechosim Shein Shal Bnei Bris Nechosim Hamiyuchodim. The Mishnah tells us that only certain types of Nechosim were chayv before Mazik them, Lafuke Nechosim of Hegdish, which do have Meilo, or Nechosim that are not Shal Bnei Bris, which means they belong to a goy, or if they're not Mechosim Miyuchodim, meaning they're Hefker. So, Kapshuta, that Mishnah is telling us that if one is Mazik or Goy, you're Potter. Now, the Gemara further on over there in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis quotes that line of the Mishnah, Nechasim Chain Shal Bnei Bris, and the Gemara says, Lemutei Mai, what is it coming to exclude? Ilemutei Da'ivik Kechavim Hoktoni Lo Lekamon. The Gemara says, the Eir Mishnah says this already. Shoshay Yisal Shnorach Shoshal Ivik Kechavim Potter. The Gemara answers, Tono of Ahodim Mefarish. The actual din of Eir Mishnah is already in the Mishnah in Daf Tesham Amud Beis, Eir Mishnah is coming to explain that din. Now, the Ma'aseh, even in that Mishnah, Daf Tesham Beis, it's not Mefurish what types of Hezek we're referring to. Is it talking about Dafka the Mazik of Karen, or even Shein Viregel, maybe Adam Mazik as well? So, Batsim the Shad that we're asking now, whether Yisrael Shehizik Akam, B'Shein Viregel, or Adam Mazik is also Potter, is really a Shad I had to understand that Mishnah, Daf Tesham Beis. Now, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Nun Aleph, in the beginning of Sifkot and Ches, he discusses this Shailah, Yisrael who's Mazik Agoy, B'Shein Viregel, or Adam Mazik, is he also Potter? Now, first, the Minchas Chinuch says, since Re'eu is Bedafka, in other words, he's learning the Maskana Segemar, like the Tzad we mentioned, that Re'eu is Bedafka, and the reason why Yisrael Shehizik Akam is Potter is not because of Omer of Hitter Memorial Yisrael. You only need that by Shoshal Akam Shehizik Shoshal Yisrael. Therefore, he asks, what is it then by other Mazikim? Since the Pasuk is only Memayit Re'eu in the Parashah of Karen, what about Shein V'Regel or other Mazik? Is it then there also that Yisrael Shehizik Akam Potter? Now, the Minchas Chinuch will be Mashmer, and this Lecher is the Pashtus, if you learn the Gemara the other way around. That it's not the pshat that Re'u is bedafka, rather the maskana say Gemara Re'u is lav dafka. Therefore, Midin Taira Shoshu Yisrael Shnehizik Shoshal Akam should really be chayiv, and you have to come on to Omer V'Hitter Memayin on the Yisrael. Then Re'u would be poshut that all types of hezik the din is also your potter. What should be the chiluk between Karen or Shein V'Regel or even Adma Mazik? Once the Gemara says Omer V'Hitter Memayin on the Yisrael, the same would apply by all types of hezikis. The whole shaila would only be if you hold that Re'u is bedafka, and that's the reason why Shoshu Yisrael Shnehizik Shoshal Akam is potter. If so, the question would be that you only have this Gzeres HaKosav of Re'eu, Dafka by Karen, and not by other Mazikim. What is it then by other Mazikim? Maybe over there the din is that Yisrael Shehizik Akom is really Chayiv. HaKamar, this is the Shaila of Minchas Chinuch, and he's mitzayin a Taisus on Dav Vav Amid Beis. The Baram Taisus, the Iber Maschol Shor Re'eu, is referring to the din of Hedya Shehizik Hegdish, and he brings Raya, as he quotes to Yushalmi, which is Mavur, that even by Shein V'Regel, a Hedya whose Mazik Hegdish is Potter, and Taisus says Adam Mazik as well is also Potter, and he wants to know what is the Makar. Since the whole Makar of Re'eu is Dafka by Karen, how do we know the other Mazikim as well? The din is also true. The Hedit Shehizik Hegdish is Potter. Well, upon it, from that place, you see that the din is true, Lamaisa, and Minchas Chinuch wants to suggest maybe the same way by Hegdish the din is the Hedit Shehizik Hegdish is Potter by all types of Mazikim. Maybe the same should be true by Yisrael Shehizik Akam, also is Potter by all types of Mazikim. On the other hand, Minchas Chinuch says maybe Hegdish is different than a Goy. He says to be Ma'ain and Taisis. Upon the what you can take out of Taisis is, Taisis over there quotes the Mishnah on Daf Tesham and Beis. And Taisa says, when the Mishnah says, Nechosim She'im Behem Milo, Akulo Ovo Iskoi, it's going on all types of Mizikin, Vafilo Nezakim De Odom. Taisa understands that that Mishnah is referring to all types of hezekos, not only the mazik of Karen. If so, the Chayyim would be right to the din of Yisrael shehigdish akum, since that Mishnah mentions both dinim. Nechasam chain by Me'ilo, which is lafukei hegdish, and nechasam chain shabnei bis, which is lafukei agoy. The same way Taisa understands that Mishnah is referring to all types of hezekos, that you're potter if you're mazik hegdish. The same should also be true when it says Nechasim Chain Shal B'nei Bris, which is Lafukei Goy, that should be true by all types of Ezekis. If you're Mazik a Goy, you should be Potter. The Maaseh of the Minchas Chinuch over there does not spell out clearly this Raya from the Tosfos on Daf Vav. Minchas Chinuch himself leaves off with a Shaila, but Lecher, we can't bring a Raya from this Tosfos. Akapan the Tosfos himself would hold that Yisrael Shehizik Akam would be Potter by all types of Ezekis. Minchas Chinuch in a different place, later on in Mitzvah Nun Hei, Ois Hei, he gets back to this Shaila, and over there he does say as a Dover Poshet, that at least by Shein V'regal, the din is Yisrael Shehizik Akum would be Potter. He's Peshit his original Shaila. However, he does not say over there what is the din by Adam Hamazik. Are you Potter there as well? The Chaznish in Baba Kama Simon Yud Sifkot and Yud Dalid, he discusses what is the din as far as Adam Hamazik. And he says, Nir Lechalik, he wants to differentiate between Yisrael Shehizik and Adam Hamazik. And he brings the right from a Truva Sarosh that by Adam Hamazik, the din is that Yisrael Shehizik Akum is Chayiv. Akapam, the Mashmois of that Chaznish is that by Yisrael Shehizik, then the din is true not only by Karen, but even Shein V'regal, they're also your Potter. Only by Adam HaMazik, that's where the Chaznish wants to be Mechadish, that you're Chayiv. Now the Chadush of Reb Shimon, from Reb Shimon Shkop, and Baba Kama Simon Hei, Ois Beis, he says something interesting. He brings the Tosis, and he says that from that Tosis is a Raya, to the Shaila of the Minchas Chinuch, that Yisrael Shehizik Akam is Potter by all types of Ezekos. The same way Tosis says as far as Hegdish, that Mishnah includes all types of Ezekos, so too as far as being Mazik a Goy. However, he says, what is the Pshat, what is the Makar to this? The Pasuk of Re'eh was Dafka by Karen, how do we know by Shein V'regel or by Adam HaMazik? And he says an interesting teretz. He says, you don't have a raya from the psukim because the pasuk of Re'eh was dafka by Karen. However, the Mishnah is before that you're potter all types of hezekos. The pshat is because if Yisrael is mazik a goy and it does not pay, all it is hafkas halvasai. And even if you hold that gezel akum is aser, but hafkas halvasai is mutter. Therefore, you don't need a makar to tell us that you're potter from paying the goy because it's not any worse than hafkas halvasai. If so, we'll ask, why do we need a pasuk of Re'eh for the din of Karen? The chayav there we have the same svara. It's pashut that he's potter because it's hafkas halvasai. So Reb Shimon explains that that's different. Karen, since the din is that you're goyim from the goof of the shor, if you hold like the man number yuchlat hashor, the goy himself becomes a shutif in the shor right away, therefore that would not be included in the din of hafkas halvasai. The goy already owns a chelik in the shor, and if you don't give him his chelik, that's already gezel. Therefore over here you need exeris hakasav of Re'ehu to tell us that by shor shel yisrael, shenagach shor shel akam, there is no chiv bechlal, and the goy does not get a chelik in the goof of the shor. And he has that even if you hold like Reb Shmuel that yushom hashor, the goy does not get a chelik in the actual shor, still, he says, since it's like an apoytegi, it was designated specifically for the goy to collect the chay from it, here this would not be included in the regular klal of hafkas halvasai, and Yisrael would have to allow the goy to collect the chay for this hezek from the shor. Therefore, you need the pasuk of Re'eh to tell us that there is no chiv bechlal. This is the svar of Reb Shimon to explain why even though the pasuk of Re'eh was dafka by Karen, this is true by all types of hezekis, that Yisrael shehizik akum your potter. You only need the pasuk of Re'eh by Karen, because over there you don't have the regular din of hafkas halvasai, which is mutter by a goy. Now continue on in the Gemara. The Gemara brings Rav Yechanan Omar Mehocho, Hoifia Mehar Paron, Miparn Hoifia Memoinim LeYisrael. Rashi and Tosfos both bring that Hoifia Mehar Paron is referring to that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu first went to other Umayis to offer them the Torah before he offered it to Klal Yisrael. Paron Tosfos brings his Eretz Yishmael. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered to the Umayis, they asked Maksiv Bey, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them specific Averis that they're not allowed to do, they refused the Torah. Now the Chayr L'Pshad of the Gemara is that amongst those Averis which HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the Umayis were Averis which were Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, which they had to keep anyhow. This is a kasha which a number of Mefarshim discuss. Why is it that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them which mitzvahs are written in the Torah, he told them about mitzvahs which they had to keep anyhow, like Sirtzach, like Sinof. These are from the Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach, which they have to keep even if they would not be Mekabel the Torah. But Rakapanim in Ergamar we see that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu did tell them about Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and he saw that they were not interested in keeping even those which they had to keep Me'ikar Adin, therefore Amar V'hitim Remainim LeYisrael. Now further down the Amar, the Gemara brings another member from Rav Yosef. He dashed in this pasuk, Omar v'yimoyed ad oretz, Ma'ra, ro sheva mitzvahs, shekiblo alem b'nei noyach v'laikimum, Omar v'hetirin lahem. Which originally the Gemara understands this means to say that he was matter of these mitzvahs, and they no longer were mukhayif to keep them. Now the Gemara asks, Iskuri, Iskar, are they going to gain, and no longer have to keep these mitzvahs because they were over on them, im kei matzinu chayten Iskar? Now the Gemara answers, it means to say, shafilu mekaymen oisom, ein mekabim aleyam schar. The Hemshach, the Gemara clarifies, this means to say that they will not be mekabel schar, like a mitzvah v'oisa, rather kamisha ain't a mitzvah v'oisa. Now this still needs clarification. It would seem that there's two ways to understand this. When we say omer v'yatir lehem means that they no longer get schar as a mitzvah v'oisa, rather kamisha ain't a mitzvah v'oisa. On one hand, we can understand this means to say, Einach nami amir li HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matter them. However, that which the Gemara asks, iskuri iskar, How could it be that they gain? We say Shalaya Chayta Niskar. And that my answer is that they're not gaining, rather they're losing, because now if they're mekayim the mitzvah, they're not going to get schar as a mitzvah v'aseh, rather only kamisha einim mitzvah v'aseh. This is really mashmais of Rashi and Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel. The top Rashi and Gimel Omer Aleph, but the Gemara says over there also that if they do the mitzvah, they're not going to get schar kamisha mitzvah v'aseh. Rashi says Hatorah zu leil teivasam hi. That which we ask matzinu chayta niskar, they're not really gaining, rather they're losing. Leil teivasam hi elosh ein mitzvah mekayimam v'im yekayim lo yikabu schar. That which they're no longer mitzvah is not considered a taiva, because now if they do it, they're not going to get schar. Mashmai says that really Kodesh Baruch Hu was matter to them, they're no longer mitzvah, but that's not considered a taiva, because they can lose out on the schar. And Rashi over here by us will be mashma otherwise. Dibar Maschal Shafil Mekayim in Eisam, Rashi says clearly, Avon may unsham loy patron. Kodesh Baruch Hu will never patron them from the Einish. If they're going to be over on these mitzvahs, then they will get an Einish. Lachar Rashi means to say that does not mean that Kodesh Baruch Hu was really matter to them. And the Gemara asks, "Im kein matzino chayta niskar." The Gemara means to say, "In echanami were chayzer from that which we thought originally that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was matter the mitzvahs, rather they are still mitzvah. And that which we say that Kodesh Baruch Hu was matter them all means is that they're not going to get schar as a mitzvah ve'oisa. Even though the lashon of Rashi over here by us is sharei ena mitzvahin, it's mashmat lamaisa they are not mitzvah. You have to be madchik. Rashi just means to say that as far as being mekabel schar le'inyan that we consider them to be ena mitzvah. However, lamaisa they really are mitzvah, and for that reason, if they're going to be over, they will get an einish. Now, the Gemara Makkos Daf Tes, over there it's discussed the sugya of Ger Toshav, and the Ramban and the Ritva over there both bring, what is the chilk between a Ger Toshav and a regular guy? They explain that a Ger Toshav was a Makabal upon himself, so Sheva Mitzvah is B'nai Noyach, and through that he's now considered a Mitzvah V'Oiseh. In other words, a Ger Toshav who does keep the Sheva Mitzvah, he already will get Schar, commission Mitzvah V'Oiseh, because he was Makabal them upon himself. A Shenkin, a regular guy, is considered a Misha Ena Mitzvah V'Oiseh. Now, the Aruch Ner over there, Makkos asks Akasha on this, he says, if the din is that any guy who is not Makabal Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noyach, he's ain't a mitzvah v'aseh. What is the pshat? Why is there an iser? This is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Davov. The Gemara says there's an iser to be meishir an eiver menachai to a ben noyach. Because if the eiver leisita in michshal, you can't pass him the eiver menachai since you're going to help him be over his avera, over lift the eiver. And he asks Akasha that a regular guy, other than a ger toshav, he's not mitzvah on these mitzvahs. So why should there be a problem of lifting eiver leisita in michshal to give him eiver menachai? The Maisa Kodesh Baruch Hu was matter to him and he does not have this tiva of eiver menachai. And he continues, he says, it will be a doichik to explain that Gemara in Avodah Zarah is referring only to a Ger Toshav. And furthermore, he says, all the places can bring this din, that it's also to be meishit Eivir Menachai to a guy. And they don't differentiate between a regular guy and a Ger Toshav. The Mashmais is even a regular guy. There's an Isra of Lifna Iver, and the Kasha is why. And from this Kasha, we see that the Aruch HaNer understood that Amar Vehitr Lahem, which as the Gemara says, now they're considered any mitzvah v'aseh, the Pshar says that they really are not mitzvah anymore, they don't have to keep these dinim. And therefore, he asks the Kasha, why should one be Iver and Lifna Iver Leisita in Michshal? It's not clear why is the Aruch HaNer asking his kasha on those Rishonim over there in Makkos, the Ritva, and the Ramban, Lecheres Mefurish in Gemara, that Omer v'Hitter Lahem is referring to the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, and they're considered Einim Mitzvah V'Oisa. Lecheres could have asked the kasha from here on the Gemara V'Oisa Zara Davov, but upon him, he's mashmah that he holds like this, that Omer v'Hitter Lahem means that they really are not Mitzvah. Now, Lemaisa Rashi himself in V'Oisa Zara Davov already touches on this point. In Dibur Maschul Lifnei Iver, he says, Nehi da Omron Omer v'Hitiron, even though the Gemara says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu already was matter to them. And therefore, Rashi was bothered, why should there be a problem of lifnei iver? Still, Rashi explains, Miu al ya'avru al yodecha. Still, we should not be the ones to cause them to be over on these averos. Sharei asidin hein liten esadin, ashein mekayim in oisi. L'maisa, there will be nenash. They will eventually be punished for not keeping these mitzvahs. V'af bi she'en lam schar b'kiyumam. Even if they would have kept them, they would not get schar. Still, if they're over on them, they will get an einish. Therefore, this is included in lifnei iver leisita michshol. We're taking part in helping them on something which they will get punished for. So that Rashi in Avodah Zarah seems to be mashma derech. We explain Rashi over here in Ersugya that Amar v'hitter lehem means on one hand if they're mekayim these mitzvahs they're not going to get schar. On the other hand, if they'll be over on them, they will get a einish. As Rashi says over there in Avodah Zarah, that's enough to be considered lifnei iver leisita michshol by helping them do something which they'll get punished for. Now the Arsamech in Perek Yudal Hilchos Yisuri Biya Halacha Zayin has a pshat in Ersugya which we could use to explain what is the pshat over here and when we find that if he's going to be mekayim these mitzvahs. He's not going to get schar as a mitzvah v'aseh, rather kamisha ain't a mitzvah v'aseh. On the other hand, we do find that lamaisa is mitzvah, as Rashi says, if he's going to be over, he's going to get an einesh. What is the pshat on this? So he explains based on the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim u'Mechamos Paraches Halach Yud Aleph. The Rambam there says like this: Kol ha'mekabel sheva mitzvahs v'nizer la'aseisan harizeh mechasidei umos ha'olam v'yesh lo chelek la'olam haba v'hu sheyikabel oisan v'yasa oisan mipnei shetziva behem hakadosh baruch hu b'Torah. The Ram says, one who keeps Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach is considered a Chassidei Umos Ha'olam, however, only if he's keeping it because Moshe Rabbeinu told us that B'nei Noach were also Mitzvah in these mitzvahs. Now, Samech explains, this is what the Rambam means as well when he describes what exactly is a Ger Toshav. In Perek Yudal Hilchos Esuri Bi Halacha Zayin, he says, Ezeo Ger Toshav, Zegoy Shekibul Olav Shelo Yavoy Davoy Dezara Im Shar HaMitzvahis Shenitztavu B'nei Noyach, V'loy Mol V'loy Toval, he didn't do a Milo, he didn't do a Tfilo, but he is Zohir to keep all the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. Hariza Mekabal Noysay, we're Mekabal him, V'reihu Mechasidi Umay Sa'ilom, this is the same Lashon that the Rambam uses in Hilchos Melachom U'Mochamais, and our Samech says, here as well, the Rambam means the same thing. In order to be considered a Ger Toshav and be called Chassidu Umay Sa'ilom, it has to be that he's keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, because Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzvah that Goyim are also included in these mitzvahs. If he's keeping them for any other reason, if he uses his own sense of morality and decides that these things are something which a person has to be makbid on, or the Smech asks, even if he's keeping them because Adam Rishon was mitzvah or Noach were mitzvah, that's not a reason why he would be considered a Ger Toshav. It has to be that he's keeping it because of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzvah that Goyim are also mechuyev to keep these things. The Smech explains, this is the pshat in the Ram that he's called Chassid Umay Sa'ilom. Really, lecher, every Goy has to keep these mitzvahs anyhow. Just because he's keeping them, why does that make him into a Chassidei Umay Sa'ilom? And he explains, because even if someone is keeping the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, but he's keeping it for the wrong reason, so L'maisi is not over, but he's still not considered a Chassid, he's not Mechassidei Umay Sa'ilom unless he's keeping it because of the Tzivur Moshe Rabbeinu. And with this, our Samech says, this is the Pshat and Esrigah as well. Omed V'hidr Lehem means that before Matan Torah, when the Kodesh Baruch Hu saw that anyways they were not being became the Sheva Mitzvahs, so he's matter them, that means he was matter to them, that which they had to keep these Mitzvahs because of Adam Rishon or Noach or Mitzvah in them. And then the Kodesh Baruch Hu was matter them. However, later, B'Shas Matan Torah, Moshe was mitzvah in all of the mitzvahs, and he was also mitzvah that the B'nai Noach have to keep the Sheva mitzvahs. And that's the Pshat in Erzsiger, that if there are goyim who keep the Sheva mitzvahs, but not because Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzvah, rather because Adam and Noach were mitzvah, then already they get schar as Misha in a mitzvah v'aisa, because the Maisa, that tzivoy is no longer Negeya. And Kodesh Baruch Hu was matter that tzivoy. That's Amar V'Hitr Lehem. Someone who does keep the Sheva mitzvahs because Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzvah, then Eicham, he will get schar, and that's included in a Ger Toshav, which the Rambam describes. Ram says someone who's a Ger Toshav is someone who keeps the mitzvahs because Moshe Rabbeinu was nitzdaveh. Once he's keeping it for that reason, then he will get schar as mitzvah va'isa because the Maisa they were nitzdaveh once again through Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the Mahalach of Dar Sameach to explain our sugya. Now the Netziv in Hemek Dover, he also has an interesting Mahalach to understand the site of the sugya. This is the beginning of Parshas B'chukosai. He explains based on the Medrash that the Loshon of B'chukosai is Miloshon Chukos Shechokakti Behem Shemayim Va'oretz. Hashem created the world, it was established in a way that through the Kima mitzvahs, that's what will sustain the Shemayim and Aretz. And he quotes over there, Asugyo, Ro Shav Mitzvah, Shekibu Aleim B'nei Noach, Kivin Shalai Kimu, Omar V'Yatiron. And as the Gemara explains, Omar V'Yatiron means that even if they'll be Mekayim the Mitzvahs, they won't get Schar as a Mishra Mitzvah V'Yisr, rather Mishra Eina Mitzvah V'Yisr. And he asks the Kasha over there, what is the Pshat, since the Mitzvah they are Mitzvah? He assumes B'Pashas that it doesn't mean in our Gemara that the Mitzvah they're not Mitzvah anymore, rather surely they are Mitzvah. And he asks, if so, what is the Pshat that they only get Schar as Mishra Eina Mitzvah? The Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Tzadik V'Yosher. It would seem that the Yashas would be that they should get Schar as a Mitzvah V'Yisr, since L'maisa they are Mitzvah. And he continues on and he says a very fundamental Yusayit in understanding the whole Inyan of Schar V'Einesh. That which a person gets good if he's Mekayim Mitzvahs, and if he's over various, he gets bad. He says it's not the Pshat that it's simply like a Gzeiras Melech, where Melech gives a decree, and if a person follows his decree, the Melech will reward him. If he's over on the decree, the Melech will punish him. Rather, the Kima Mitzvahs is similar to a Rafi, a doctor, who tells a sick patient what he has to do in order to get healthy again. He tells him which food to eat, which foods to stay away from. And if the patient follows the advice of the doctor, Ramela will get healed naturally, not because the doctor will reward him, rather the doctor was only idea him, informed him of the chukai sateva, of the nature, and if he follows those directions, Ramela will get healed. He says, so too the Kima Mitzvahs, the Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael what is good for them, based on the way the world was created, which is dependent on Kima Mitzvahs. If Klal Yisrael follows the Mitzvahs, Ramela they'll get good, because that's part of the teva. However, he continues, one may have thought that just like by a doctor, the doctor doesn't really care if the patient listens to him or not. The doctor is just giving him good advice. If he doesn't listen to the doctor, it's not that the doctor will be upset. It's just that he's ruining it for himself. So one may have thought that the Kodesh Baruch Hu also, when he's mitava us in mitzvahs and averis, is just giving us good advice. However, the Netziv says, since the Kima Olam is dependent on the Kima mitzvahs, the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world and he wanted that the world should continue, the Shemayim V'Aretz should continue being the sky by day of Kima mitzvahs. Therefore, the Tzivuyim for mitzvahs and averis are more than just like an advice of a doctor. Rather, the Netziv says we could compare this to a doctor who gives advice to his own son. So in that case, it's not that he doesn't care what the son does. He's telling the son what to do because it's good advice, but more than that, he wants the son to actually do it because he has a personal interest in the son getting better. And for that reason, the doctor, the father, may possibly add further incentives for the son to follow the advice. This is the pshat with Kima Mitzvahs as well. If Klal Yisrael follows the mitzvahs of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so not only are we doing something which is good for us, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu put it into the teva of the Bria that this is what's good, And more than that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to do it in order that we should be mekayim the world, and therefore we're going to get schar beyond the natural good which HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the teva for one who gives mekayim mitzvahs. Rather, more than that, for being mekayim the tzivah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for doing what He wants us to do, we're going to get even more schar. And this point in the Tziv says, this is the chilk between Klal Yisrael and Umma Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, when they're mekayim the mitzvahs, get schar as kemetzuvim va'isim. The pshat is, like he's saying, they'll get schar beyond the natural schar for someone who does good, and then more than that, for being mekayim the tzivah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, that's the extra schar of someone who's mitzvah v'iseh. A goy, however, if he is mekayim the shev mitzvah, meaning reyach, he does good, he will get schar, the schar which was put into the teva of the bria, just like a patient which follows the orders of the doctor, he does get good. However, the extra schar for someone who's doing the tzivah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants him to do it, then a goy will not have. And the pshat is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't really have an interest that the goyim should be mekayim the mitzvahs. Just as the doctor gives advice to the patient, but he doesn't really care whether the patient listens to the advice or not. And the oimik in this, the havana, what is the pshat? Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only cares by Klal Yisrael that they really do the mitzvahs? By Umma Yisraelim, he doesn't really care whether they do it or not. The pshat is because, as we said, since Bechukosai Teilechu means that the chukos Shemayim v'Arts are dependent on the kima mitzvahs, so the Tziv explains that originally, before Matan Torah, so the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, this is what upheld the world. Anyone who's Mekayim these mitzvahs are being Mekayim Shemayim v'Arets, and therefore they'll get both levels of schar as someone who's Mitzvah v'Aisa. However, as Agmar says, once HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that the Umayis are not being Mekayim the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Omar v'Hetirun, and then the Tziv explains, Omar v'Hetirun means to say that from that point onward, the world was not dependent on the Goyim being Mekayim the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. From this man of Matan Torah, now already was given over to Klal Yisrael only, that only through them being Mekayim the mitzvahs, that's what's going to uphold the world. Since HaKadosh Baruch Hu was afraid that if it would be Tolim the Goyim being Mekayim the Shev mitzvahs, the world would not be Niskayim. And therefore, Mamela, from this point onward, a Goyim who's Mekayim Shev mitzvahs, Mekayim Noach, will only get schar as Misha Einim mitzvah v'oiseh, because now he's only like a patient who listens to the doctor, it's not like the son of the doctor himself. In other words, there's no real reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Goyim Shadavka be Mekayim the mitzvahs. It's just that it's good advice for they themselves. If they do it, they'll get the schar, which is part of the teva of the Olam. But since it's not necessarily the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they actually should be mekayim the mitzvahs, therefore they're not going to get the extra schar of mitzvah v'aseh, only Klal Yisrael who through their kima mitzvahs, that's what's holding up the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that they should continue to do that, so they get the extra incentive, like the doctor gives the extra incentive for his son, in order that the son should actually follow his advice. Now continue on, the Gemara brings the brayse of Remeir Eimer Menayin Shafil Nochi V'Oisik B'Toyra Shehuka Kain Gadol, Tamalei Mashu Yasa Oisa Ha'odam V'Chay Bahim, Kahanim V'Levim V'Yisraelim Loi Namer Ela Odom. The pasuk uses the lashon of Adam, which would include even a goy. Halamanta shafilu nochi v'oisik b'tayra hareyu kukayin gadol. This same brayse is brought in Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel and Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes. The Torah's Chaim over there in Sanhedrin explains the raya from the pasuk is because the beginning of the pasuk says v'shmartem es chukosai ves mishpatai asher yasa oisah ha'odom v'chay behem. And Torah's Chaim explains that the word v'shmartem is referring to limud ha'Torah. He quotes the Rashi in Parshas Ve'eschanon on the pasuk v'shmartem v'asisem ki hichoch maschem uvinaschem le'enei ha'amim. Rashi over there explains what's v'shamartem v'asisem. V'shamartem zu mishnah. V'asisem k'mashmoi. Rashi is explaining that v'shamartem zu mishnah, meaning first you have to learn about the mitzvahs, and then v'asisem, that's the actual sea of the mitzvahs. Then from this pasuk as well, when it says v'shamartem es chukosei ves mishpotai, shmir means learning about the mitzvahs in order that you'll be able to mimikayim them. And since in that pasuk it says, asher yasa oisah ha'odom v'chay bahim, from there on that even the goy who's oisik b'tayr, he'll also get schar. I just mentioned briefly, Tosfos over here in Dibur Maschil Ela HaAdam, he gets into a discussion whether the word Adam actually does include a goy. He quotes a brayse which is brought by Matzir Daf Kuf Yudarom and Beis Omim Shem Ben Yochai. Ein kivrei oivik achavim betamim ba'oyel shenemar Adam kiyomus ba'oyel. Atam kriyim Adam ve'ein oivik achavim kuyim Adam. And there will be mashma that the word Adam does not include a goy. And over here in Agamar, it's mashma that Adam does include a goy. Tosfos quotes B'Shem Ben Yotam that there's a chilek between the word Adam and the HaAdam. Adam does not include a goy, but HaAdam does. Hemshach Tzais asks another kasha, you see that even the word Adam without the hay also does include a goy. In the pasuk Lulu Hashem Shahaya Lanu Bekum Aleinu Adam, there Adam is referring to a goy, and Tzais answers that when the word Adam is juxtaposed with Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the word Adam has a different connotation, it's a mashmois of weakness. There the word Adam can include a goy. At the end of Tzais he asks a different kasha, the Gemara Gittin Daf Mem Zayin Amarav says, Yish Kinyan La'iv Gecham Beretz Yisrael Lachbar Ba'boiris Sichinum Aris. If a goy buys a piece of land in Eretz Yisrael, he has a right to dig ditches there. The Gemara brings the pasuk Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem Va'aretz Nosan Levnei Adam, and Tais is asking, you see from there that the word Adam does include a goy. And here Tais gives a different terz. Then that pasuk it says Bnei Adam Va'aretz Nosan Levnei Adam. That's mashma Bnei Adam Harishin. In other words, Ben Adam is different than Adam. Adam means mankind. That Agamar's before it does not include a goy. When it says Ben Adam or Bnei Adam, It doesn't mean mankind, rather it means sons of Adam HaRishon, and therefore Goyim are included as well. They also come from Adam HaRishon. This is an interesting tesis. From here you see that when we translate the pasuk Ha'aretz Nasan Levnei Adam, it's not supposed to be translated that the land is given to mankind, rather it should be translated that the land is given to the sons of Adam HaRishon. Now, as far as the Iker Joshua of Rameir, that I feel Nachi of Isaac Beteiro, the din is that he gets schar, like the Kohen Gadol, the Rashi here asks Akasha, the Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes is Mavur, that it's also for a goy to learn Torah. The Gemara there says, Amar of Yechinon, Ivik Echavim, Sha Isaac Beteiro, Chayiv Misa, Shanemar Torah Tiva Lonu Moshe, and my Rasha, Lonu my Rasha, Veloy Lahem. And that Gemara asks, Velichshve Gavi Sheva Mitzvahis, why is this not included in the Sheva Mitzvahis B'nei Noyach, that it's also for a goy to learn Torah? So the Gemara says, you can answer this two ways. Either because this is included in Gzela, which is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, and the word Mayrosh over here, that it's a Yerusha, that's what tells us that it belongs after to Klal Yisrael, and for that reason it's also for a goy to learn Torah because he's stealing it from Klal Yisrael. Or the Gemara says, you could learn that Mayrosh is being darshan as Mayrosa, from the Lashon of Naira Murosa, and therefore if a goy learns Torah, it's as if he's being over the Isser of Arayis, because the Torah is Muresis to Klal Yisrael, so it's included in Arayis, which is already listed as one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. Agapam, the Kashi has this fit with Agamara. Agamara is Mavur that if a goy learns Torah, not only is it mutter, he even gets schar for it. So the Rashi says, Enichnami, the Gemara there asks this Kashi, and the Gemara answers, this member of a mayor of a goy, Isaac B'Torah, is referring to if he's learning the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. Rashi over there explains, if he's Isaac in the halachas of these Sheva Mitzvahs, and know that he should be a baki in them and be able to be mekayim them properly, that's not only mutter, but as the mayor says, he'll even get schar for it as the Kohen Gadol. I've just mentioned the Marshon, Chedusha, Agadis, and Avodah Zarah, Dav Gimel. Over there also the Gemara brings this memra of Goyif Shaisik Bataira, he's like a Kohen Gadol, and Taisa over there quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that it means these Sheva Mitzvahs, otherwise it will be also for him to learn Taira. And the Mashav over there adds, that it's also mutter for a Goy to learn about Hilchas Karbonis. Since then is that a Goy could be Makir of Karbonis, so this is something which is negated to him, so he's allowed to learn Hilchas Karbonis as well. And based on that, the Mashav says, this could be Pshat in the Gemara, that a Goy Shaisik Bataira is like the Kohen Gadol, and he quotes the Gemara in the end of Menachos, which darshins from the words Zoyis Teres HaOsham. The pasuk uses the lashon of Torah Sa'asham and Torah Sa'chados, and the Gemara says this is to teach us that if someone is Isaac in the parasha of Karbonis, he's learning the halachas about how to be makir of a carbon, the Torah considers it as if he actually brought a carbon chatos or a carbon asham. And therefore the Basha says this could be the pshat, if the guy is Isaac in the parasha of Karbonis, which is something that he's allowed to learn, then he's like the Kohen Gadol who is makir of Karbonis. The Basha points out this is different than Taisvis. Tais over here in the Ramaskal Hareuk Kohen Gadol, he explains a different reason why we compare the guy Dafka to a Kohen Gadol. Because the Gemara says that Avdal Darshins Yekarhi Mipninim, that Torah is more precious than Kohen Gadol Shenichnas Lufnai Ulufnim. Therefore, here also this guy who's loymed Torah, we compare him to a Kohen Gadol, as the Gemara says that someone who's Isaac with Torah is even greater than a Kohen Gadol. Now, b'hemshach the Gemara brings a brayso. Kfar Shalcha Malchus Remi Shnei Sard Yoyte Isa Itzel Chachma Yisrael Lemdunu Teraschem. The Gemara relates Karu Veshanu Veshulshu B'shas Ptiras and Amr Lehem Diktaknu Bchol Teraschem VeEmesu Chus Pidavu Zeh Shatam Imrim. Now, Toysov here asks Akasha, and Dibra Maskal Karu Vishonu Vishoshu, for the Gemara Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel Amenal. The Gemara of there says, Hamalama Tayr Levi Kechavim, Iver Beesei Demagad Dvar of Liakov. Toys asks, how were the Chachma Yisrael allowed to teach Torah to the Shnei Sadiotis of Remi? The Gemara Chagiga is Mavur that it's also for a year to teach Torah to a guy. The gist that we have over there in Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel is that the Gemara quotes a different pasuk. They also came the Chol Goy Mishpatim Ba'idom. Mashmai says that we're learning from Mishpatim Ba'idom that we're not allowed to be Magdiya, the Mishpatim, the Dine Torah to a Goy. And this Taisa gives two Terutzim. The first Taisa says is that since the Malchus of Remi sent them, the Chachma Yisrael had no choice, and they're not Mokhiv to be Moisir Nafsham, they're allowed to teach them Torah. Inami, the second Taisa says is also Asmam Gerim, they acted as if they were Gerim, the Chachma Yisrael thought that they were actually Jewish. Now, Nakama over there in Chagiga Daf Yigimah Amar Aleph, the Ain Moisin Divrei Torah Lam Loivik Echavim, will mention the Kasha that Taisa asks over there. Taisa asks Hashem Rabbeinu Elchanan, why do we need this din of Ain Moisin Divrei Torah Loivik Echavim, if anyways the Goy himself is also to learn Torah? He quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin Nun Tes, which we just saw previously, that it's also for a Goy to be Loimit Torah. If so, why do you need a separate Isser for Yisrael to teach him Torah? Either way, it will be also for Yisrael to teach him because you're Ofer Lifnei Iver Loisita in Michshal. You're causing him to be Ofer in Avera. He himself is not allowed to learn Torah. If you teach him Torah, you're being over lifnei iver. So Taisa continues and he says, maybe you'll say it's negeh by Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach. If you learned about the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach over there, there is no Chiv Misa, and there you need the pasuk to tell us that still Yisrael is not allowed to teach them to him. However, Taisa says you can say this because since the Gemara is Mavur that there's even a mitzvah, he's like the Kohen Gadol if he's Oisik with Torah in these Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noyach, so surely it will be Pasha that it will be mutter for Yisrael to teach him Torah. Now, the Lashon of Taisa over there is not so clear. He makes it sound as if the Gemara says this. that it's a mitzvah for Yisrael to teach about the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach to a guy. The Maaseh of the Gemara does not say this mefurish. The Gemara just says that the guy himself has a mitzvah if he learns about the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. The Tosafot Roshin Chagiga as well also uses that lashon. He says v'chi teima b'shev mitzvahs kamar. Maybe this is referring to the Sheva mitzvahs ha'aminan hosam the mitzvah lelamdim. The Gemara says that it's a mitzvah to teach them. As we ask, there is no Gemara that says this. The Gemara just says that it's a mitzvah for him himself to learn about the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. The Magi of the Tosafot Roshin Chagiga asks his kasha. And he's matrik, he says, Akarik, you have to say, Tosafot doesn't mean that it's a mefurish Gemara. Tosafot is just saying misvara, that since we've seen the Gemara, that it's such a great mitzvah for the goy to be Isaac in the mitzvahs of Shev mitzvah ben Noach, to learn about them, therefore it's pashut also that it'll be mutter or even a mitzvah for Yisrael to teach him about these mitzvahs. Akmam, that's the kasha of Tosafot over there in Chagiga. Where is it negated this din that you can't teach Torah to a goy? If you're teaching him about mitzvahs other than the Shev mitzvahs ben Noach, either way it's aser because of the evil they see in Michshal. And if you're teaching him about the Shev mitzvahs ben Noach, that's a good thing. This is showing not included in this Isser to teach Torah to a guy. So Tosafot gives a test, and he says, it'll be nafkamina, in case where the guy wants to learn about other mitzvahs besides the Shev mitzvahs b'nei noyach, and he has someone who's willing to teach it to him, and therefore when he asks the Yisrael to teach it to him, there's no problem of lifnei ivur l'siten michshol, because he has a means of learning about it anyhow with someone else. Tosafot proves that this is not called lifnei ivur. He compares this to a case where someone hands a cup of wine to a nazir. Then is that if the nazir was able to reach the wine on his own, there is no Isser of lifnei ivur. Only by Trey Avra Dinahara, where the wine had to be passed over the river and the Nazir was not able to reach it on his own, there the one who passes it to him is Iver Lifnei Iver. And so to here as well, if the guy had someone else who was willing to teach him Torah anyhow, the Yisrael would not be Iver Lifnei Iver. That's why you have to have this separate Isser, that it's also for Yisrael to teach Torah to a guy. Now as you mentioned, the Tosafot Roshin Chagiga also asks his Kasha, he also says we can't answer that it's talking about Shev Mitzvahs because that's a mitzvah to teach the guy. And if so, why do you need this new Isser? Either way, it's also to teach him Torah because of Lifnei Iver. And the Tosafot Rosh over there gives a different test to this kasha. He says, the Arush Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Tes says that a guy has a mitzvah to learn about the Shev mitzvahs b'nei noyach, and Tosafot understands, as we mentioned, that it's a mitzvah also to teach him about these mitzvahs. The Tosafot Rosh says, that's only before Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, which our Gemara says, Omar v'hitir lehem, then the din is different, and it will be also to teach a guy about the Shev mitzvahs b'nei noyach. The Shal is, what exactly does the Tosafot Rosh mean over here? Does he mean to say that after it was hitir lehem, that even for the guy himself will be also to learn about the Shev mitzvahs? Or does he mean to say that for him himself to learn about it, that would still be mutter? But for us to teach him, that already would be aser. L'chor it's muchach like the second tzad, because if it's aser even for him himself to learn about the Sheva mitzvahs, then the kasha will remain, why do we have to come onto this new iser for Yisrael to teach Torah to a guy? Either way, the Yisrael's over lifnei iver, that would also include teaching about the Sheva mitzvahs, since after Matan Torah, when it was hitter lehem, it's aser for him himself to learn about the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. If so, the Tosafot Rosh never answered his kasha. And furthermore, if it would be also even for the guy himself to learn about the Shev mitzvahs b'nei noyach after it was Amar v'hitter lehem, then we'll have to be matrik that which the Braisa says, minayin shafilu nochi v'oisik b'teirah is kekayin gadol, which the Gemara explains this is referring to when he's learning about the Shev mitzvahs. This would only be true kodim matan Torah, before it was Amar v'hitter lehem. After matan Torah, this would no longer apply, it would no longer be a hetter for the guy to learn about the Shev mitzvahs b'nei noyach, and this is not mistaber. It would be dochik to say that this whole Braisa where a mayor says that nochi shoisik b'teirah, this is only referring to kodim matan Torah, not l'achar matan Torah. Therefore, it's more mistaken to learn that the Tosafot Rosh never meant to say that the guy himself would be also to learn about the Shev mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Rather, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Nun Tes, that's true even after Matan Torah, even after it was Omar v'hitter lehem, a guy is still allowed to learn about the Shev mitzvahs b'nei noyach. And what the Tosafot Rosh is saying is that even though it's mutter for him himself to learn about it, but it would still be also for Yisrael to teach him. And this is how he's answering the Kasha, why do you need the Pasuk of Magid Dvar of Yaakov that it's also for Yisrael to teach Torah to a guy? Either way, there's a problem of Lifnei Iver, the answer would be that for Shev mitzvahs b'nei noyach, after it was Omar v'hitter lehem, over there, it's mutter for him himself to learn, but it would still be also for Yisrael to teach him. However, this will need a hesper. What is the pshat? The same way before Omar v'hitter lehem, it was since it was mutter for him to learn about Shev mitzvahs, it was also mutter for Klai Yisrael to teach him. So even after it was Omar v'hitter lehem, as long as it's mutter for him himself to learn, it should also be mutter for us to teach him. And even though the Maisa, there is a difference. Before Omar v'hitter lehem, he got schar as a mitzvah v'oisa. After it was Omar v'hitter lehem, he gets schar as a mitzvah v'oisa. But as we explained earlier, it doesn't mean to say that after Matan Torah there is no chiyuv for them to keep the Shev mitzvahs b'nei noyach. They are still mitzvah, even though the schar that they get is not as if someone was mitzvah v'oisa, rather k'misha einu mitzvah v'oisa. And if so, if the ma'aseh they are still mitzvah, l'cher, what should be the problem teaching it to them? We should be able to teach them about the Shev mitzvahs b'nei noyach in order that you should be able to be mekayim it, the ma'aseh they are mitzvah to keep these mitzvahs. L'cher, we could explain this based on that which we saw earlier from the Netziv. The Netziv explained after it was Omar v'hutur lehem, the pshat is the reason why they don't get schar as a mitzvah v'oisa. The pshat is because since the ki ma'ilam is not dependent on the goyim being mekayim the Shev mitzvahs b'nei noyach, it's only dependent on Klai Yisrael being mekayim the mitzvahs. Therefore, it's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wants them bedafka to keep the mitzvahs. It's just that if they will keep the mitzvahs, then the meila, the teva is that will be good for them. If they don't keep the mitzvahs, then already they'll have bad, like the mashal with the reifing and the chayla. If so, we can understand what is the chayla between kaidim matan Torah and la'achar matan Torah. Kaidim matan Torah before it was amar v'hitter lehem, where Kadosh Baruch Hu really wanted them to become the shevet mitzvahs b'nei noyach, because the kiyum ha'olam is totally in that. Then already we should bedafka teach them about the shevet mitzvahs b'nei noyach in order for them to be able to become those mitzvahs properly. But shenkin after amar v'hitter lehem, even though the mitzvahs, if they keep the mitzvahs, they will get good. But it's not that the Kadosh Baruch Hu really needs their kiyum ha'mitzvahs. Therefore, it would make sense. And now already there is no reason why Yisrael should teach Torah to the Goyim, even about the Shev Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, because it's not that Kadosh Baruch Hu really needs their Kiyum HaMitzvahs. This is how it could be a pshat in the Tosfos Rosh, why after Zalman V'Hitter Lehem, now already there is an Isser for Yisrael to teach Torah to a Goy, even about the Shev Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and that's how the Tosfos Rosh answered this Kasha. What is it negate this Isser? It's negate after Zalman V'Hitter Lehem, where the Goy himself is allowed to learn Torah, to actually be able to make the Mitzvahs properly. And therefore, to teach him Torah would not be a problem of Lifnei Iver. For this, you need the pasuk of Magid Varav Liakov that still will be usher for Yisrael to teach Torah to a goy, even when he's teaching about the Shev Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, which does not have an Isser of Lifnei Iver.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.